Pieces of shit. This episode of the podcast, which is episode number 47, I believe, but I only have 10 fingers, so I'm not exactly sure, is brought to you by BlackCraftCult.com. Hey, do you like Satan and Satan-related shit? No? Then go fuck yourself, you're listening to the wrong podcast. If you do, they have tons of cool shit. Beanies, hats, buttons, patches, jackets. Did I say beanies? I did say beanies. More beanies. I got more beanies. Pants. Although most of the pants are jogger pants. But, you know, you take some, give some. Everything's like dark related. You know, pentagrams, Ouija boards. Just cool shit. And cuss words and titties and cum. And everything good in the world. So go to blackcraftcult.com. They got super cool gear on there. So I highly recommend. Might not be your thing. Definitely my thing. Lots of cool stuff. Cool company. If you buy some stuff, post it on Instagram and hashtag it, and they share a lot of their fans while wearing their stuff, so that's cool. Also, for a very long time, I was addicted to Red Bull. I worked for Red Bull, and so I always drank Red Bull. My girlfriend at the time, we both loved Red Bull, and it was a problem. I drank way too much of it. I love energy drinks, and I love Red Bull. Biggest problem with them, though, the sugar. There's so much fucking sugar. It's too much sugar. And now there are options out there that have no sugar. I've got the burps. I've been chugging this water because, you know, hydration champ and all. But there are zero sugar ones. A lot of them taste like shit, or there's only one or two flavors, and they're fucking $4 or $5 a piece, you know, or they're too little, or they're too big. There's always some catch. No more. There's a brand out there called Bang Energy Drinks, and they're fucking delicious. There's like six flavors of them, at least five or six flavors. They're about $2. They come in a, I think it's a 16-ounce can. It's either 12 or 16-ounce can. They're delicious. They're zero carbs, zero sugar, zero calories, zero fucking everything. They got B12. They also have added like a super creatine supplement. So it's got creatine. So if you're lifting or you're doing cardio or you're, you know, boxing, bag work, whatever you need, or, you know, going to work, you stand up too late, whatever you need the energy for, this thing has got your back. And they're really good. So I really recommend them. Pretty much every store and every gas station has them. Like I said, they're a couple bucks. Give it a try. My favorite one is probably the blue raspberry. But, you know, try a couple flavors out. Figure out which one's yours and give them a try. Super recommend them, guys. This episode is just me, and it kind of is random as fuck. I just tell a couple stories, talk about some random shit, talk shit, you know, cross some lines, go overboard like I normally do. But it's just bullshitting. So if you guys are bored, this is a little shorter than normal. It's like a half hour, maybe a little longer. Yeah, it's just me saying goofy shit and being stupid. So feel free to listen and feel smarter and better about yourself and or the opposite. Yeah, that's about it, guys. Also, check out firstand26.com. I always mention them, even if it's not something that I'm required to mention. These guys are cool as shit, so Version26.com, BlackCraftCult.com, Bang Energy Drinks. They make you fuck good. Enjoy episode number 47.
Big of the devil, and he shall appear.
You're about to be killed by a Zamboni.
Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
Relax.
I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the f*** he wants.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a hell yeah.
I'm just a man. What the rock is cooking.
Why are you screaming? I haven't even caught you yet.
What do you have to say about that?
Anderson Silva, you absolutely suck.
Hey, hey, hey. What's going on, everybody? Oh, this is a solo cast. It's just me shooting the shit, talking shit. Why not, right? Man, I ain't been doing a whole lot. I had a job interview the other day. That's your boy trying to get a job. Went and did a job interview. It went super good because I'm me and I'm fucking great in every way. So you're welcome. You know what? You people should be thanking me every time I post one of these. You should be going out of your way to email me, tweet me, hit me up on Facebook. Although if you're not my friend, I will not let you send me shit. If it shows up on my timeline, I just don't even read it. Just delete, because fuck you. I'm better than you. And you shouldn't be even typing my name in the search bar. That being said, find a way to get to me without searching me, because you're not good enough to say my name. And say, hey, Nick, thank you for the free content, man. You're the shit. You're hilarious. You're super handsome. Your cock is huge. And then we can move on with the show. Went to the skate park yesterday. I haven't been to the skate park in forever, so that was interesting. Man, for those of you who, like, are close to my age, 24, 25, 26-ish, if you were skateboarders or bikers and you, like, went through, like, going to the skate park growing up and stuff, have you went to one lately? It's a full of douchebags. And I know a lot of you, people who aren't skaters are like, yeah, but you guys were douchebags when you guys used to... No. I'm talking like kids that look like they stepped off a yacht. They all got like really like fluffy, cloudy hair with like blonde in it. They're wearing like fucking loafers with no socks. Loafers with long socks half the time. They got shorts, long fucking Nike socks. Some fancy ass shirts buttoned up, and they're all riding scooters. Yeah. Hey, don't fucking ride scooters because they're dumb. If there were 12 kids at the skate park riding sheep, I would be less annoyed than these kids on fucking scooters. And they're not even like, oh man, these kids went and bought their own like Razor scooters for $50. No. These are like, like $300-$400 scooters, dude. It's a fucking scooter, okay? And then scooters are the easiest thing to get good at ever. Like, literally, there's 6-year-old kids that show up there that have ridden for like a week, and they can do every trick you can do on a scooter. And they keep renaming all the tricks on scooters. There was a kid there one day. Me and Ben were there. This kid did a bar spin. And he's like, oh, yeah, they're talking about bar spin and stuff. But they called him, he's like, oh, no, do a throw bar. Hey, what's a throw bar? Oh, that's where you do a bar spin, but you let go and throw the bars. Hey, no, that's called a fucking bar spin, dude. That's it. That's a bar spin, man. That's what it is. You're just doing a bar spin. There's not, you can't just make up new names. That's already a thing. Okay? But get a skateboard, all right? For reals. Hey. You like handlebars? Ride a bike. Just ride a bike, dude. Oh, you don't want to ride a bike? Because you're a pussy? Okay. Well, then lose the handlebars and just ride the platform, dude. Get a fucking skateboard like a man. Okay? Oh, you're not a man? Then don't fucking go to the skate park. Because you're all sitting around and you're fucking stealing shit from the store, or mommy and daddy give you a bunch of money and they're all getting food all the time. I just asked Ben yesterday, like, every kid that was there that's like 11 to 14... they were all just going to the store and just buying and buying and buying and buying shit. Drinks, food, candy, drinks. I'm like, hey, man, where are they getting money? Because we never had money. Very fucking rarely. And when we did have money, we had to buy, like, whatever, like, the off-brand cheapest drinks we could find in there were and share them. And whatever the cheapest snack was, if we got a snack. Normally, it was just, like, a jug of water or something. But all these kids just, like, buying shit, like... I'm like, where the fuck are these kids getting money? Bunch of spoiled cunts is what it is. And then you sit and you throw your garbage everywhere and you don't pick it up and you think you're cute and you fucking are blasting out shit mumble rap music. Hey, man, that's not music, okay? You're not cool because you're riding a fucking scooter and you're listening to shit people who are pretending to be hip-hop artists. Yakuda. Don't fuck. That's just everything about that is gay as fuck. And I say gay with all due respect because gay people are cool as shit. No, you guys are like, you're like the Harley riders from South Park. You fags, okay? Not gay, not homosexual. No problem with homosexuals. You fags. like douchebags. Hey man, if you ride a scooter, change it. Hey man, change it, okay? And they're all mouthy as shit, man. Like, you're 12? Hey man, I will fucking throw you to the moon, all right? I yelled at kids yesterday because I was trying to ride, and I ran over a Dr. Pepper bottle. I was like, hey, whose fucking garbage is this? They, like, looked at me and ignored me. So then I had to, like, legitimately, like, hey, whose fucking garbage is this? Pick it the fuck up, like, all pissy. And then they were like, oh. But then I could hear them, like, mumbling shit. Like, hey, man, I'll drive to your house and beat up your dad and fuck your mom. All right? Fucking talk to me like that. Goddamn scooter kids. Speaking of all due respect for gay people, tangent. Me and Ben yesterday, before we went to the skate park, I went and helped my buddy Justin pull an engine out of his car. And Justin and his boyfriend were already there working on the car. And when we got there, and then, you know, we're fucking pulling stuff out of it and moving stuff and setting up the cherry picker. And Justin says something like, oh, just, you know, I got to try to fit this in here. I don't think it's going to fit. And I was like, yeah, that's what she said. And we're all of us were kind of like, And then, you know, Ben throws out, oh, yeah, something. Oh, that's what she said. And then, like, I say it again. I don't know what it was that made it so much funnier, but those two, like, at first they were kind of like, haha, and then they just thought it was, like, the funniest fucking thing to ever happen, and they just took it and ran with it, and me and Ben were dying, because they thought it was like the first time you and your friends ever started saying that's what she said, like, the first time you ever hear somebody tell that joke, and you just are like, that's genius, and you're dying. That's what it was like, and it was fucking hilarious. And I told Ben while we were there, too, I was like, dude, we should have brought Tommy. Because Tommy's a bitch, and he's, like, uncomfortable with, like, homosexuality, I guess. Probably because he likes boys, you know? I mean, he did promise his celibacy to Jesus. So his only other option is getting things in his butt. But me and Ben were laughing our ass off about, like, how awkward Tommy would have felt. People like that just drive me nuts, man. To me, it's like perfectly okay if you don't, understand something, that's normal. There's lots of things people don't understand, you know? I don't understand a lot of things. I'm a monkey. But to not understand something, therefore, it's dumb and doesn't need to be around me and shouldn't be a thing. Uh-oh. Hey, man. That's fucking shitty. Don't be like that. Don't be like that at all. Fucking, yeah, man, that's just, I hate that shit. I was talking to RJ, which is Justin's boyfriend. He lives in Medford, and I was just down in Medford last week, and I'm getting ready to move to Medford, or I'm in the process of trying to move to Medford. And I was asking him, I was like, hey, man, like, what's that like? Like, because your family's from down there, I'm assuming. So your family's, you know, Medford's a pretty conservative area. I mean, well, so is this place too, but, you know. Medford's pretty conservative. Like, how was that? Like, when you decided, or when, whether you decided or not, I don't know. When you started telling people, if you have, like, a conservative family, like, how did they handle that? Were they, like, cool? Were they, like, completely thrown off? Did they call you a piece of shit? Like, how did they handle that? And it's just wild to me. You know, and that's his business. I shouldn't have started the story if I wasn't going to finish it, but that's his business. But it's just crazy to me that, like, an entire area can be cunty. Which, obviously, if you look at the state of the world at fucking all, it's, you know, super cunty. So, that's not good. Yeah, trying to move to fucking Medford. Speaking of Medford, there, if you've ever been to Medford, Oregon, it's, like, decent size. The layout's kind of just weird. Like, the way the roads are and stuff, it's just kind of a weird layout. But they're doing a shit ton of construction down there, so traffic's already super fucking bad. And then I'm fucking trying to get to this place, and I'm already running late, and I'm, like, fucking freaking out, because I'm like, God damn it, I can't be late to this, but I'm about to be late to this, and I can't be, and I'm about to be, and that sucks. So I get up to a light, and it's, like, still green, and I'm like, yes. Well, dude starts crossing the street, and in this particular spot, it's, like, I want to say it's, like, three lanes on either side, or at least two on one and three on the other. So it's like 5 to 6 lanes, okay? And this dude starts crossing, so I'm like, ah, fuck, I gotta wait for this fucking guy to cross, right? So I'm like waiting. Well, the dude can tell, like, he makes eye contact, and he's like, oh, you know, these people are all waiting on me, so I'm gonna hustle. Okay, which is cool. Like, I do that. If I'm going to cross a crosswalk that is not dictated, that, or that has dictated traffic stopping because of me, I'm going to, like, hustle across the road, you know? I'm not going to be fucking, who am I, Kanye West? I'm just going to walk all slow and cunty. No, I'm going to hustle across. Well, what this guy does is he, like, moves to the top half of his body as if he's at a jog, okay? But his bottom half really isn't moving any faster than a fucking walk, and he does it for, like, a lane and a half. Hey, man, fucking make up your mind, dude. Okay? So you chose to, air quote, hustle across because you pace a shit and you're holding up traffic. But you're a pedestrian. That's cool. Whatever. So you chose to hustle to not be a piece of shit. And then you somehow fake hustle. You make eye contact. You look me right in my fucking soul, dude. We had a connection and I was like, hey, man, are you going to hustle right now? And you gave me this look like, oh, shit, man, I'm going to hustle. And I was like, cool. Then you fucking let me down because you half fake bullshit hustled for like a lane and a half of a 6-lane fucking intersection. And then you immediately like, you ever watch somebody like jog? Okay, so say you're jogging a track and you get, you're doing 4 laps, you get all the way around, you're on your last lap, and then as soon as you cross the finish line, you kind of like stop your jog and like head off to a walk, right? You're like step, 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 step. Well, that's what he fucking did. First of all, he never actually jogged. He bullshit jogged, okay? He fucking fake jogged, all right? He did this little bullshit, like my arms are moving and like my head's moving, and I got this look on my face like, oh, don't worry, guys, I'll hurry. But his legs don't move any fucking faster. Like, okay, his legs might move a little faster, but he's not taking big enough steps for it to make up ground. Does a lane and a half of this and then just like follows it off into a walk. Like, now, okay, now you're just fucking walking, and you just walked that entire fucking time, but you tried to make yourself not look like a douchebag by fake jogging for a lane and a half. Dude, make up your fucking mind, okay? Either actually hustle or lay in front of a bus, okay? That's fucking, hey man, you still piece of shit. Did you actually hustle? Well then, you piece of shit, okay? Either gotta do it or don't. Either just walk like a baller the whole way across and just don't give a fuck. You guys get to wait for me. We're all gonna hate you, but that's okay. You know, you stood your ground. Or, you know, jog all the way across like a decent person. But you tried to fake being a decent person while being a piece of shit, which kind of makes you worse. In my eyes, that's worse. Hey, man, you're lying to yourself, and you're lying to everybody else. And we can see it. I made eye contact, man. I fucking made eye contact, and you let me down, bro. So if you're going to cross the street, just don't be a cunt. That's the moral of that story. Either fucking cross or don't fucking – either run or don't fucking run. Don't half run, half not, because we're all still going to have to wait the same amount of fucking time. But now – we were like, oh, cool, this guy's going to jog. I can still make it through this intersection. Uh-oh, nope. Bitch. That's what you are, dude. Punk-ass bitch. Ugh. I had some fucking... I had some stuff here. Oh, I had this thought. Random. Random change here. So, in this interview, I had to fart so bad, dude. Like, I felt like when I was waiting to go in there, I could feel like some gurgle gut, and I'm like, oh man, I hope this motherfucker slips out before I go back in that office. Well, it doesn't. So, get called back there, sitting down talking to the dude, and I'm just like, clenching, dude. Clenching hard. I'm like, come on, just go away. Just go away. I treated that fart like people treat Jehovah's Witnesses on their porch. Just wouldn't open the door. I just waited. I just tried to wait it out, man. I just waited. So eventually, it goes away. Like, you know, anytime you hold a fart, it just goes away. Go through my interview, whatever else, get out of the interview. And then I was like, hey, man, I kind of want to have that fart now. But it wouldn't come back. I mean, I don't have that much control over my fucking gases or bodily functions. I don't know about you guys. I feel like you should be in a circus if you can do that. But then I started thinking, and it kind of got me worried a little bit. I had to fart so bad, man. Like, it was going to be a good fart. I held it in. It went away. Didn't have to fart no more. That fart never came back. Where do farts go? Like, if you really feel like you're about to shit yourself, like, it's a fucking, it's a banger. Where does that go? It's not like, I got a fart, I'm going to hold it, comes back a couple minutes later. That would make sense. Didn't come back. Fart never came back. Okay, where'd that fart go? Does it just go up in your gut and turn into cancer? Or what? I mean, this isn't a cartoon. It's not like it turns into a burp or something. So, if anybody knows, could you tweet me? Where do farts go? I'd really like to know. Seriously. Sounds like I'm kidding. I'm not. Would like to know where farts go. That'd be great. Fucking old lady in line, like, handful of days ago. Oh, I went to Guitar Center, too. But this story I'm about to tell doesn't take place at Guitar Center, but I was thinking of Medford, and then my brain just randomly went to Guitar Center. And they're hiring there, and they offered me a job there, but they pay, like, fucking nothing. They essentially, like, we'll give you a handful of peanuts every other week, and then you show up and give us all your time. So, nah, not interested. As cool as that would be, not interested. I was in Walmart, and I'm standing in line, and there's, like, this old lady in front of me. I say old, probably like 50s, not, like, super old. Uh-oh. Old enough to know better. But she's standing in line in front of me, and I'm just getting, like, an energy drink or some bullshit. I don't remember. And I thought I heard her fart. And I was like, and I like look up and I like look around. And I'm like, I'm trying not to giggle because, you know, I'm fucking six apparently. And I'm like looking around and I'm like, okay, maybe, you know, maybe that wasn't a fart. Maybe that was a shoe on the ground or whatever else. Then I'm like looking down at my phone, texting somebody fucking off. And then really clearly, sounds like somebody stepped on a frog. This lady just shits her pants. I mean, farts so loud. Just, real good one. And I look up, like, I just kind of, I don't, like, snap my head up. I'm still looking kind of down at my phone, but I'm trying to see, like, what her, I can tell it was her. She's a foot in front of me. So I'm trying to, like, gauge her reaction before I know what reaction I should have. So I, like, look up from my phone. I'm just, like, looking over my eyebrows, but my head's still kind of aiming down, so it's not as obvious that I'm looking up. And I see her, like, give the look. She, like, because the back of her head is facing me. She literally just dusted me hard. But I just see her look to the right and kind of look around. Look to the left, kind of look around. And then she starts to turn back towards me, so I look down real quick. She kind of looks around, turns back forward. Kind of adjusts her feet, like, prances in place for a second. Legit pulls her underwear out of her ass. Like, reaches back. And, doink! I'm like, yo, did you just fart so much that you're... asshole inhaled your underwear? Did that just happen? Did that just witness this? I start dying. I can't fucking help it. I'm trying. If you guys have ever heard me genuinely laugh, I do not laugh quietly at all. I laugh very high pitched. It's very obnoxious. I just lose my shit, man. Because not only did this lady just shit her pants, like, it was loud and it was not dry. That fucker was gonna itch when it dried. I can tell you that for a fact. So I'm already, like, that itself makes me want to burst into laughter. But then I just watched this adult, twice my age, pick the underwear out of her ass, not from a result of some sort of movement, but as the result of farting so hard that her asshole clearly inhaled her underwear in the process of this fart. I lost my shit, dude. And she got so, like, she was just dying inside, so embarrassed because... obviously, she knew I was laughing, and I'm just dying, and I'm hoping she says something, because I was going to call her on it so hard. She literally just, like, didn't turn back. She turned back for, like, a second, noticed I'm laughing. I'm dying. I'm, like, literally, like, having to put shit on, because I'm just carrying, like, two things. I had to set them on the belt, because I'm laughing so hard. Oh, man, it was fucking great. Speaking of which, while I'm in Walmart, same trip, I believe, I'm fucking walking through Walmart. You know people in Walmart, gorgeous, Abercrombie models, right? So I'm walking through Walmart, dude fucking walking in front of me at one point. I'm 5'7", so this guy's probably like 5'8"-ish, about my height-ish. Late 30s, early 40s, you know, 10,000 pounds. He's probably like 5'8", 5'9", probably like 365, 380. So heavy set guy, you know what I'm saying? Heavy set guy. Head to toe... camouflage, not one of the camos was a matching camo. So his hat, he's wearing like a Napa hat, I think it was a NASCAR Napa hat, but it was camo with the Napa logo on the front. So some bullshit fucking whatever Napa uses for their fucking camo. Some bullshit like Mossy Oak knockoff camo. Hat's dirty as shit. It's all smashed flat 100 times from his fat ass sitting on it in the truck. Shirt he's wearing, a real 3D Walmart brand. You know, you can buy them for $3 in the back by the hunting shit. Camo shirt. It's been washed a billion times. It's the only shirt he owns, probably. Wearing camouflage shorts, but like Vietnam camo shorts. So it's like just the old school, you know, beige, black, and green blotches camo. Then he's got long socks, long white socks on, like old man dad boner socks, like halfway up his shins, with camouflage Crocs. Hey, man, fucking change it. Change every, literally, your existence itself. Change it, dude. Change it. I'm sorry, do you, what are you fucking doing when you leave here? Like, what activity is taking place in which you thought wearing that fucking outfit is okay? It is not just camo. I mean, I'll wear camo from time to time. You know, I'll wear some old school camo pants or a camo hat, whatever. I'm not mixing fucking camos. Hey, man, don't fucking do that. It was so fucking bad. Just the entire getup. And then, of course, he's waddling shit. I'm dying. Like, I'm trying not to just yell CUDA at the back of this dude's fucking head. I did get my phone out and take a video, and I'm pretty sure they knew I was talking about him. But it was just ridiculous. This guy's just clearly, either he's got the worst fucking fashion sense. Now, I'm a dude, and I'm going to be honest, I don't have the best fashion sense, honestly. A lot of what I do have fashion sense-wise, it's because of my ex-girlfriend. Because, like, what do you want me to wear? She's fashionable. So, I wore what she fucking thought was cool. And it worked out for me, and I still wear that shit. On my own, probably not the most fashion. But, that being said, I know not to wear 17 different kinds of fucking camo. Okay? And I'd rather blow a football team than own a pair of Crocs. Especially a pair of fucking camo ones. Hey, dude, just stay at home, all right, and adhere yourself to the couch and die lonely and sad because nobody needs to see that shit. You fucking embarrassing yourself, okay? Also, what is with every single person that wears Crocs on, like, a regular basis? Like, anytime you see Crocs in public, first of all, they're always dirty and smashed. Like, there's funguses and colors and shit smashed on the tops of the insides of those fucking flats that they don't know exist. It's fucking disgusting, okay? It's like poor people Birkenstocks, all right? But they always have the strap that's supposed to go around the front of your ankle on the top of the Croc. It's always taken off. Like, it's always gone or, like, folded forward. Like, Crocs weren't lazy enough? You gotta move the fucking strap to get your foot in there? Hey, man, hey, if you're, oh God, if you're wearing Crocs into public, you could. Hey, you try to have a conversation with me? You want to talk to me about anything? You want to have a conversation with me and you got Crocs on? Why is your nose facing my nose? Okay, clearly, turn around. Hey, man, turn around. Gunk. Go fuck yourself. Take those shoes off. I'd rather talk to you fucking barefoot than with Crocs on. Okay? Just don't fucking wear them. And what is with just everybody? Like, why? At least in this county, in this town, every, like, middle-aged dude is... There's no, like, middle ground. You're either in really good shape and a decent-looking guy and are very clean, or you wear a dirty, beat-to-shit wife beater with flip-flops, cargo shorts, or jean shorts. Hey, man, don't wear fucking blue jean shorts. Now, if it's summertime and you got a pair of fucking cool cutoffs or something that you roll, whatever, yeah. Did you buy those jean shorts like that? Don't fucking wear them. But it's always like that, like, either their hair's just, they not necessarily curly hair, but they just let their hair go. It looks like total shit. Dirty wife beater that they've worn to 17 spaghetti dinners apparently and then dirt wrestling matches, shitty jean shorts that have been they started blue, but they're like almost acid washed. They're so faded by now. A pair of fucking flip-flops or Crocs with socks? Hey, man, don't fucking wear that, okay? Do you just never want to be fucked? Ever? Is that what it is? You don't like being fucked or being approachable? Nobody wants to fucking talk to you if you dress like that. And even if you are married, hey, man, do you not love your fucking wife? Because I'm pretty sure she'd like you to not dress like that. And if she dresses like that, drive off a cliff together. Gross. No, I just see so much anywhere I go. Just like, they gave up. Now, again, did you give up because your life just fell apart and you're just so miserable that you said fuck it? Or that you're just so comfortable that you said fuck it? Either way, don't dress like that. Give a little bit of a shit. It's a bummer, man. It's depressing. It's fucking depressing, man. And hey, put the booze down every once in a while. You could rest a fucking cup on your belly, dude. It's ridiculous, man. Like, I don't know why, like, it's almost, who the fuck was I talking to? I was talking to somebody. Somebody brought up, oh man, who the fuck was that? I was talking to somebody. Somebody brought up, I kind of had this conversation, like, oh, people just giving up, you know, blah, 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 blah. And somebody was like, yeah, I just, you know, it depends on what I'm doing. Like, if I'm with my girl, I dress up or something, but they had traveled somewhere and dressed up and something. And they're like, oh, I just had, like, I went to this town and, like, this gay dude was hitting on me and it was weirding me out. I'm like, hey, man, not all of them, obviously, but a lot of gay people are very fashionable. If a gay dude walks up to me and thinks I look good, that's a fucking compliment. Why is that such a bad thing? Did he walk up and, like, cup your balls and be like, hey, man, you look good? That's weird. Yeah, hey, don't do that. Clearly he didn't, though. That was another thing. We're talking about Tommy's friend was like, he was talking about, like, if his kid was gay, I would feel uncomfortable. I wouldn't know what to do. Like, or when people are like, I would just feel weird. Like, you know, I'm cool with gay people as long as they don't, like, try anything weird. What the fuck does that even mean? This is always my example. Okay. Does every girl that comes up to you want to fuck you and tries to grab your dick? Well, no. Oh, they don't? Then in what fucking world does every gay guy gonna want to fuck you? Who are you, dude? Huh? Who? Hey, real quick. Are you Tom fucking Hardy? You're not? Oh, okay. Hey, are you Jason Momoa? You're not? Then nobody wants to fuck you. Okay? Get the fuck over it. That's the shittiest excuse to be, like, ignorant towards gay people I ever heard. So, you know, don't do that. My fucking throat is itchy as shit. It's itchy as shit, man. Fucking. Hey, Ben. Can you grab me a water? That'd be super, super rad. It can be. I think the lemon water's in the fridge. It'd be super dope. Carly just messaged me. She wants me to do her car handles. There's not very much daylight left. I'm going to send this text message real quick. There's not much. Thanks, Brosif. Oh, that's good. I bought a lemon, like, infused water, which I love. I love this stuff. Ben had bought these San Pellegrino fucking orange, like, natural orange sodas. Ugh, they're super good. But then he tried my fucking lemon water, and he just not fucking having it, which I knew when I bought it he wasn't gonna like it. But I love the shit. It's delicious. Keeps me hydrated. Although I didn't look at the sugar content in this. Maybe I should have done that. I don't think there is sugar. Now watch, there's going to be a bunch of sugar. I'm going to be really upset about it. See, protein, carbs, zero. Sodium, 25. Don't care about sodium. There's sucralose in here. But it doesn't say sugar percentages, which is kind of weird. That's kind of weird. Oh, hey, real quick. If I come up to you, if I know you, and I see you somewhere, and you have a kid, not like a little kid. I like little kids. I like being able to. I could totally like. What do you want to do? Build a fort and play Power Rangers? I'll fucking be a Power Ranger. Let's do it. Blah blah blah. But if you have a baby, if you have like a baby, and I see you and haven't seen you in a while, you're like, oh my god, how's it going? Blah blah blah. Hey, here's my baby. Don't fucking ask me to hold your baby, okay? I don't want to hold your baby. Not that I like hate babies. I do, but not that I do. But I do. I feel like I'm gonna break them. I feel super awkward. Now, if it were like a relative's baby or somebody really close to me, then yeah, for sure, I'll hold your baby. But if I don't barely know you, which is weird, why are you letting strangers hold your baby? But this happened to me a while ago, and it was like, oh, hold my baby. So then I'm like, okay, well, baby's in my hand now. Just like I refuse to fake laugh at something that's not fucking funny, I can't bring myself to like, like a little kid, I can get down on their level and it doesn't bother me because they have like some intelligence, you know? Where babies are just, you know, retarded as fuck. Babies don't know anything about anything because they're fucking babies. So I'm supposed to just like goo goo gaga? I can't do it. I can't bring myself to do it. And so it's just like a staring fucking contest. It's like a stare down with a baby. Anytime I'm holding a baby, I just stare at their face, blank face, like, hey man, what's up? You're a baby. Hey. It's just always awkward. Plus, like, you're not supposed to judge people's babies and tell them that they're ugly. But hey, let me tell you something, guys. A lot of your babies are fucking ugly, okay? Hey, are you ugly? Yeah, you probably know it. You do. You are. So's your fucking kid, okay? Everybody's always like, my kid's so handsome. My kid's so pretty. My kid's... Yeah, you're biased. Your kid's fucking ugly. Get over it. And I can say this because my kids will be gorgeous. Because look at me. Also, that being said, fast forward a couple years, it drives me fucking nuts when I see people post shit on like Instagram and Facebook about their toddler, like a 2 or 3 year old who's just like doing toddler shit. Like it'll just be like a short video of them like stumbling across the front yard with a ball in their hand. And then a caption always says something like, one proud mama or one proud dad here. Like, so proud of you, sweetie. Love, blah, blah, blah. Proud of what? They're just fucking existing, okay? Did your 3-year-old learn to drive today? No? Then what you fucking proud of? I'm not a parent, so, you know, people are gonna be like, hey man, like what? But I'm just saying, you're proud of your kid for doing normal kid shit? You're proud of your kid for not shitting his pants today? So proud of that. Yeah. Yeah, so proud of it. Especially when I see this with toddlers and babies. Like, when the kids are getting older and they're learning math and they're going to school, like, there's some shit to be proud of. When they're still at a stage where they shit their own pants and, like, if they don't accidentally kill themselves throughout the day, that's normal baby shit. That's not enough to be proud of. Okay? So quit giving them so much fucking praise. All right? You don't even know what their personality is. You have no idea what this kid's going to be or who this kid's going to be when he gets older. No fucking idea. Your kid could be the next fucking Jeffrey Dahmer. Oh, no, not my kid. Nuh-uh, I know my kid. Yeah, tell that to Mrs. Dahmer. Okay? Yeah, your kid could be skinning cats in the backyard when you think the worst thing he does is not clean up his fucking Legos. All right? So let's not praise children for just existing as children until they've done some shit, all right? Like, if you go to work every day and you're just, like, bottom-of-the-mill, do-minimal-effort fucking employee, you never really do anything important, you don't deserve to be told you're awesome. You're not. You're just fucking boring, okay? Hate to break it to you. Everybody wants to be special, but you're not, okay? Don't tell your fucking kids who have done nothing that... I mean, obviously, you should love your kids. I'm not saying don't love them and be shitty to them. But don't tell everybody else how awesome your kid is for putting food in their mouth by themselves. Okay? I do that every day. No pat on my back, right? Because then they grow up to be ungrateful little cunts who think that everything should be, they should be awarded for everything. I don't want to sound like a 50-year-old man, but I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of, like, 12, 13-year-olds that I've been meeting this last couple of years from, like, my friends' siblings and their friends that just, like, the world is always on fire to them. Like, nothing, like, they have to constantly be told they're fucking great and special and blah, blah, blah. It's like, we all need encouragement. We all need things like that. Yep. But let's tone it down a bit, huh? Let's bring it back to reality just a little bit. Speaking of which, I don't know which one of you little cunty teenagers started this whole smash thing. Hey, want to smash? Kill yourself. Don't fucking say smash. Alright? I honestly didn't even know what smash was the first couple of times. I was like, what the fuck is smash? Don't say smash. That's the most fuckboy you just don't care about anybody's feelings. Don't say smash. How about you lay in traffic? Okay? If you ask people to smash, if you say, it just drives me fucking up. Hey, want to smash? If you say smash, you fucking cuda, dude. You're a cuda. It's so stupid. Uh-oh. You're a fucking cuda. If you ask me to smash, I don't care if you're the most physically attractive person on the fucking planet. If you ask me to smash, immediately a dumpster fire to me. Die in a fucking fire. I hope your kids never learn to read and you get ass cancer. Don't ask me to smash. It's stupid. That's fucking dumb. Don't do it. That's fucking dumb, okay? I think that's about all the ranting I got. I'm going to go over some world news, like stuff that's happening right now. So let's Google that. Uh-oh. Let's see. Okay. Yeah, this is exciting podcasting right here, guys. Oh. Read some headlines, see if anything sticks. Melania Trump hits back at Ivana, don't care. North Korea could use holiday as an excuse to provoke U.S. That's not hard. Look at our retarded president. Four ways Bob Corker skewered Donald Trump. Probably dumb. Wildfires tear through California, 10 dead. That's, man, this fucking summer, nightmare. Am I right? I know here in Oregon it was a fucking nightmare. We had so many fucking fires. Like, everything was on fire, consistently. I had a bunch of friends doing firefighting and stuff like that. And then people would still, hey, you guys want to go have a bonfire? Hey, man, the fucking world is burning down, and you want to light more shit on fire? Dumber than a fucking fence post. Like, what are you doing, man? What are you fucking doing? People were asking me that shit. I was like, hey, for sure don't do that. See. Meryl Streep don't care. Microsoft gives up on Windows 10 Mobile. It took long enough. You guys put no fucking effort into it. It had probably my most favorite... I can't even speak English. Windows phones had my favorite interface of all phones. Super sexy, clean, nice to use. I'm sorry, 5 years after a major brand, Microsoft, you heard of them? Yup. 5 years, 2 years, a year even, but even a year, there's no excuse. But 5 years after they launch a fucking phone firmware and interface, you still don't have an app market? 5 years in, and there's no Instagram app. It's still a beta made by a third party. There's no Snapchat app at all. There's no, like, there was a fucking Facebook app that took over a year for them to come out with. Almost any mainstream app that you could fucking find is that you couldn't get on the Windows phone. I had two or three of them because I loved the phones. The hardware was always good. The interface is fun as shit, but you couldn't do shit. All your friends are like, hey, man, I sent you a snap. Yeah, I wouldn't know. I can't fucking check them. Ugh. Don't, like, I'm not surprised that they're finally just calling it quits because their shit just flopped, because I don't know why you didn't put time into that. It's the most important thing for a smartphone. If those things didn't matter, then people wouldn't get a fucking smartphone. Okay? Speaking of which, I really want to get one of the new Google Pixels, the Google Pixel 2, and try one of those, because they look really nice. I like the colors they have. They have like a grayish blue. They just look cool. I just want to try one. I'm much more of an Apple guy, obviously, but I like to go back and forth and try everything out. You know, there's lots of good hardware out there that I'm definitely a fan of. Hence why I have this BlackBerry Priv here. The hardware keyboard just makes my dick hard. I can't pass up on the hardware keyboard. It's just too dope. Let's see. U.S. Turkey mutually suspends visa services. You know, this stuff's boring. I was hoping there'd be some cool stuff coming out. Let's see. Technology news. Anything cool? Anything cool coming out tech-wise? Let's check on that, huh? Let's see here. Microsoft finally admits Windows Phone is dead. They have it on there as well. Facebook's Messenger Lite is actually really good. Not sure what the difference is between Lite and not. Maybe they're trying to do like a BlackBerry Messenger or a all-in type thing. Not sure. Mark Zuckerberg toured hurricane-struck Puerto Rico in VR. Or you could just fucking fly there, you piece of shit. Microsoft almost made a bezel-less Windows phone in 2014, and it looked great. But they didn't, and even if they did, the phone would have sucked because there's no apps for it. So, over it. Face ID could come to the next iPad Pro. Don't care. The Face ID stuff is cool as a secondary option, but it should not be. That's one thing that's a direction that Apple's heading in that I don't necessarily agree with. I wouldn't mind that as like a secondary feature, but I don't want that to be the core feature I use to get into things for the most part. You know what I'm saying? Let's see. Alphabet something. Don't care. Your smartphone can help you spy around corners from afar. Don't care. LeBron James. Don't care. Couple games coming out in the next couple of days. This month, South Park, The Fractured Butthole comes out next week, I believe. In 2 days, tomorrow, the new Wolfenstein comes out. Kill yourself some Nazis. That's cool. Shadow of War comes out in a couple days, and at the end of this month, on the 27th, the new Mario game for the Nintendo Switch. Oh, fireworks! Fucking, I don't have my soundboard plugged in, or I'd hit that hip hop horn. Anyways, I'm out of shit to talk about, guys. I just was ranting and raving about shit. I'm gonna have coming on some episodes. Jordan Gonzalez is gonna join me. We're gonna do a Skype episode because he's a bitch ass and lives across the country. But we're gonna do a Skype episode. We'll probably talk a little bit of everything, but probably definitely touch on some political stuff. I had planned on kind of addressing this whole Vegas shooting thing, but I wanted to give it time. I did not want to bring it up. I did not want to bring it up or talk about it the week of or the day after or anything like that. That is time for those people to mourn and try to process what's going on. You know, a lot of those people will never understand or get over it. So that's just, I feel like that's the least any of us who are not involved in could do, is shut the fuck up about it and let these people be. So eventually we'll talk about it and kind of get some opinions and thoughts and how it made us feel out there. So anyways, Jordan will come on. Sean Stetson, trying to lock him down. He's a busy guy. Tyler Graham, a lot of people want Tyler Graham back on here, so I'm going to try to get Tyler Graham back on here. Other than that, I hope everybody, I shit on a lot of stuff on here, and honestly, I'm just being funny. So, you know, if you're being sensitive, then just, it's free, and you don't have to listen to it. So if stuff I say on here upsets you, then, you know, piss off. That's just how this works, guys. It's just all fun and games. I hope everybody has done something nice for somebody, and not even necessarily somebody you know. Do something nice for a stranger, you know? I gave a ride to a girl the other day that I honestly have maybe talked to one time on a Facebook post. She randomly sent me a message and was like, "Hey, I know I don't know you, and this is fucking weird as shit, but I'm stuck somewhere that I really don't want to be, and I'm uncomfortable. Like, I've seen you, like, offer other people rides and stuff before. Can you give me a ride?" Say no more, threw my shoes on, went and picked her up, gave her a ride. It was no big deal. So, you know, do something nice for people. The world's full of shit and bad things, so, you know, be the good thing. Keep your head up. If you're down, shit gets better, you know. I went through my downs really hard, really bad, and struggled to find myself for a long time. And I found enough of myself to hold on to and had processes and things like that. You just got to find things that are important and just really drive those home and make sure that you keep those relevant in your life. Everything that's meant to happen will happen. And everything that's not meant to happen, you have no control over. So do your best to not stress about it, because that's not good. I'm an overthinker, hardcore. I'm overthinking things right now as we speak, you know, that I don't necessarily have control over, that I don't necessarily, I wouldn't want control over, but I'm overthinking about it, and I stress about them. And I shouldn't. I should just live in the moment and enjoy every day for what it is, and that's what everybody else should do. So if you're feeling down, just reach out to somebody. It doesn't have to be somebody you know. Just reach out to somebody. Sometimes talking to people you know is always good. You know, it gives you insight because they know you and they know the way your brain works. But at the same time, like, feel free to talk to somebody you don't know every once in a while, because they tend to be more unbiased, unless it's somebody who's just so worried about being nice, you know. Talking to complete strangers about things could be good, because it can give you they don't have an idea of what would hurt your feelings or an idea of what or who you are already. So they could give you insight from a perspective that you would have never seen from you or your friends. So feel free to do that as well. Uh-oh, I'm recording. Anyways, that's pretty much it. Go to blackcraftcult.com and get satanic t-shirts and shit, because those are cool as fuck. Those satanic motherfucker sweatshirts are legit with a capital L. Also, if you guys want to, if you're going to go work out or anything else, or you didn't sleep like me, or you just stayed up all night jerking off or something like me, go get an energy drink. But don't get shit with sugar, because it's bad for your balls. And if you don't have balls, it's bad for whatever you got up in there, you know? You never know. Bang energy drinks. They're fucking delicious. There's like 5 flavors. They're cheap as shit. They're like $2, and you get a full-size one. They're really good. They even got creatine in them, so they'll give you guns like I got. You can't see them through these speakers. And I best be, if I flex these too hard, it will blow your speakers. That's how that works. So get Bang energy drinks. Drink that Bang energy drink. Savagely go online to blackcraftcult.com and buy some t-shirts. Most of all, big hugs and kisses. Go fuck yourselves. Hail yourself.